Hello, this is Mark.
And this is Jim. Man, we started out the paddle today with unbelievably thick fog, huh, Mark?
Yeah, it was really foggy heading out of the dock there at the Good Times Marina in Steinhatchee. And we headed out the channel and had a lot of really shallow water to navigate around.
We did have a little excitement, though, today. We saw our first shark. About a 4-foot shark. It was in very shallow water. The dorsal fin was cruising around. Came up to about 3 feet of my boat, and I guess figured my boat was a lot bigger than it was and took off.
Right. It kind of did a spin turn and flopped around. It was a good 4 or 5 feet at least.
Yeah, it was a good-sized shark.
Well, Jim, so, you know, we've been out here for, what, over 30 days now, and what are some of the things that you think people don't realize about this expedition?
You know, people just cannot wrap their heads around the very bare-bones, basic, primitive mode of travel that we are experiencing. I mean, there's nothing that we have under our control except getting in the boats and trying to go somewhere.
Right. Just like the weather. We lost, 3 days during that massive cold front because you just can't paddle and stuff like that. It's too dangerous.
Yeah. And, you know, tides, low water. I mean, there's just so much things that we have no control over. And, you know, people are saying, well, when are you going to be in Sarasota? When are you going to be in Miami? You know, it's unbelievable. We are at the mercy of Mother Nature.
Yeah, well, we really do wish we could literally do the math and say, hey, we're going to be here at this date. And you can do that, and we try to do that. But then, you know, you get a weather or a tide situation or whatever that kicks you back, and you end up losing time. So there's just a lot of unknowns out here.
I mean, we got up the other morning, and we looked out, and we're all ready to go, packed up, and there was no water out there. No water for like 350 feet, and it's just muck. So
yeah, that was the muck post.
Yeah, we took pictures of that, and you know, it's just great. It's very frustrating sometimes.
So we're here right now. We made it to Sink Creek, and it's a beautiful campsite. It looks like somebody's been out here and maintained it. They've cut the grass back and such. They've got a nice little fire ring. We've set up the tents. And actually, Gus has gone out to do some fishing, and maybe we'll have fish tonight for dinner.
Hey, we want to thank you all again for listening so much, and we're going to get down and finish this thing up as soon as we can.
Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.